folks. Let's go right back to the phones and let's pick up Renee in Southern California. And he's saying that his wife has an issue with varicose veins and crabs. Are you there, Renee?
Yes, doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Yes, well, today you've called on the ideal day here. We have a product called Invisivain. And this product, of course, was actually developed in Spain. And what they've done is to concentrate some of the really neat bioflavonoids found in the blood oranges, which are not very common in the U.S. And those two key bioflavonoids, hesperidin and diosmin, have been shown in more than 25 years of research to be very effective in prevention of varicocytes or varicose veins, but also to give relief from minor ones and to strengthen the walls of the arteries and the veins. So I think that would be an ideal thing for your wife who's suffering with the vein issues. Let's talk about cramps. What's going on? First of all, how old is your wife?
My wife is 74 years old.
Okay, and how much does she weigh?
About 110.
10, okay, good.
The height is about 5'2".
Okay, well, what we're looking at here, usually, with, are these leg cramps that she's having?
Yes, that is one of her major problems. She's complaining about leg cramps. And the other problem is one of her leg is has grown bigger than the other one. I think the left side is
swelling. Yeah, so it's holding, it's probably holding water.
Normal.
Yeah, it's probably holding water then. She's retaining fluid.
Oh.
That's probably what it is. Okay, well, let's deal with the leg cramp first. And the number one most important thing to get her back to track, and yourself as well, is to be able to digest your food. So the most important things we're going to want is the HCL detox kit, okay?
HCL detox. Right?
Detox kit. And so here, at her weight and her body size, we'd like 3 HCL and 1 activator. She takes that end of meal, okay? And with the meal, she should take 1 to 2 quantum digests, 2 if she eats meat, 1 if she does not, because she's very small. Okay, now she can digest her food for the first time in maybe 10, 15 years. And that's going to help the leg cramps, too, because it's going to allow her to get minerals out of the food better. But now we're going to help her to just knock the spots out of those cramps by having her get a roll of pH paper. And she's going to pass a little strip of this paper through her first morning urine. And it will change color. And we want to take enough of something called pH Trio to force the urine back to the green zone, which will be 6.4 to 7.0 on the pH scale. When she does that, Lord willing, there'll be no more cramps, okay? And she'll stop shrinking as well, okay? Now, if this is a problem, in other words, if this does not right away, she can't get the cramp, the pH up, or the cramps are not relieved. You're fortunate enough to live in Southern California, and we have a clinic in Torrance, California. You could take her there. They'll be able to test her using what's called the medicine of the 21st century by Dr. Rob Ifker, the president of the American Preventive Medical Association. And what basically they'll be able to do is test her, make sure we don't have a parathyroid issue or another or a kidney issue. And one of my concerns is you may have a kidney issue for her because the left leg is larger than the right. And so what I would suggest, as well as the pH paper, pH Trio, the digest, and the HCL detox kit, I would get her some kidney complex.
And kidney complex.
Yeah, she's very small. So 2 or 3 per meal, and within a few days, you may see that the leg is getting smaller. This is not a solution, though. The ultimate long-term solution is to find the scar trauma that is shutting down that left kidney, which is causing the left leg to swell.
Well, she has a scar, doctor. She
Episiotomy?
She has a... She's
C-section. Okay. Now that one is going to reflex to her stomach. So you're going to.
And I think she has another operation before about removing ovaries? Tumor in the ovary or okay. something like that.
What about when she had babies? Did she have babies?
Yeah, she has. We have 7 children.
Wow! Congratulations. Well, now, in one of those, she might have torn rectally to vaginally, and then they'd have to sew her up. That's called an episiotomy. Now,
she's sewn.
Yeah, now that scar is going to the kidney, almost for sure, and that's the one that's causing the leg to swell. You're going to need to talk to the Ortoline about doing what are called Medibody Packs. What you're going to want to do is be able to Medibody Pack her hands and her feet, and then go up and do that scar, provided there's no major scar between the nearest foot, which would be her left foot, and her episiotomy scar.
And she has also a scar on the leg.
Yeah, well, that'll have to be done then before you can do the episiotomy. They'll explain that to you. And I think you're going to see that she can get a lot younger and stronger. And if you get on the Digest and the HCL Detox Kit, I think you'll see some power come back to that voice of yours. Because hard as it is to believe, you and I are about the same age. So you'll see the huge difference. Okay.
Do you advise us to see Dr. Magicci?
I think it would be, if your finances permit, I think it would be the best money you could ever spend. Also, since she's had a C-section, you're going to have to get a couple of bottles of Stomach Complex, and she's going to need to use two of those to make a tea. Empty the capsules in a cup, fill the cup with water at a high boil, and stir it, and let it cover it, and let it steep 10 minutes. You're going to drink that before each meal. Otherwise, she won't be able to tolerate the HCL. So she'll have to do that until we Medibody Pack the C-section, and then she'll be able to get rid of the Stomach Complex. Okay?
Okay.
I wrote all this down, by the way, so you've got notes. And, of course, feel free to...
She has also osteoporosis, doctor.
Well, I would expect that.
0.9.
Yeah, see, that's to be expected because... The kidney and parathyroid are control the bone metabolism, and if either of those are offline, she's going to just keep losing bone. And the leg cramps tell us she's probably losing bone. You may want to take her to see Dr. Medici, and the phone number of that clinic right there in Torrance, which is very close to you as well, is 310-320-1132. Okay?
Okay.
And give me a call in a month or so, and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you
You're welcome.
Very much, doctor. You are a great help to us.
Thank you. Bye for now.